Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting seventh. The left fielder, John Wojcik. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Diego Segui. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Chance. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up towards the mound. McDowell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is hit by the pitch. Charles moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile takes first base on ball four. Charles moves to third. Colavito moves to second. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo takes first base on ball four. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Edwards and he is out, Causey applying the tag. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik strikes out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is called out on strikes. Two outs. Diego Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui takes first base on ball four. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is one for one in the game, with a single. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball four. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Romano. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Romano steals second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with McDowell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hauser moves to third. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hauser scores. Davalillo moves to third. Wagner moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 1 in the game. Chance hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davalillo scores. Wagner scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chance moves to third. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gentile for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 0 for 1 in the game. Wojcik strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McDowell hits a pop-up towards the mound. Seghi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 2 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Charles. Houser moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Houser moves to third. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seghi fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Seghi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Seghi covering, for the out. One out. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Colavito is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 0 for 2 in the game. Wojcik hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Romano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-2 in the game. Alves is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seghi fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Williams pinch hits for Diego Seghi. George Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Causey moves to third. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Gentile hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 0-for-3 in the game. Wojcik hits a fly ball into right field. Chance settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Chance hits a fly ball into left field. Wojcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-3 in the game. Alves hits a fly ball into left field. Wojcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Woody Held now playing right field. Bob Chance now playing first base. George Alozic pinch hits for John Wyatt. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is hit by the pitch. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Alozic moves to second. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.